بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We did the chapter that where we are warned against, that we preach and we do opposite to that. What we preach, what we tell the people to do, and we don't do that. And what we tell them not to do, and we do that. That is, there are great warnings for them, that a person should not fall into that trap. And at the same time, the ulama have explained that when you do speak with a niyyah that you are going to practice upon it. And what you speak, you hear yourself. The first, it comes into your ear. So then you make the niyyah that you are going to practice on what you are preaching, and what you are stopping the people from, that you yourself will not do that. And little explanation with regard to that. This hadith explains that men of knowledge bear the great responsibility of practicing what they preach. That is, there is a great responsibility upon them that whatever they are preaching, they must practice also. And it does not mean that if they are not practicing, they must not preach. These are two separate things, and both things are important. To preach also and to tell the people what is the right thing is also a duty and a farz, and then to practice upon it also. And if a person is not practicing, it does not mean that he must stop telling the truth. It means he must start doing so what he is preaching. That is what he must do. He must not, otherwise he will be discarding two factors, not preaching also and not practicing as well. And there will be a double punishment then upon that person. So a person must practice what he preaches, and he must preach also, and he must try and bring into existence the correct commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because they are aware of the commandments of Allah, they are accountable if they contradict the knowledge in practice. The people of knowledge, they are aware of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Now for them to contradict it and to do opposite, so that is a grievous sin. So a person, the people of knowledge must preach also, and then they must practice also. And they must stop the wrong also. That is also a thing, unfortunately, which we are very neglectful of. That to people who are doing wrong things, we don't tell them the wrong they are doing. And therefore, people are carrying on doing the wrong things. And as we have read in other chapters and other complete explanations, that to socialize with the people who are openly violating the wrongs and are engaged in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And for us to keep on socializing with them, that is also a grievous sin. So all these things a person must keep in mind, and we must try and bring the whole of deen into our lives. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with these realities and bring the proper deen, and that we accept the teachings of the deen and we practice accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. سبحان الله الحمد لله سبحانك الله